Welcome to the course Leading a Bid Defense. I'm Donna, a senior project leader at Quintiles. You remember Alex. He has been assigned as a project leader to a worldwide pharma project. A proposal has been submitted, and Quintiles has been invited to the bid defense meeting. In this course, you will see Alex preparing for the bid defense meeting and subsequently leading the bid defense meeting. This course will take you around 60 minutes to complete. It will help you identify some of the best practices to lead a bid defense meeting effectively. Welcome to the course Leading a Bid Defense. I'm Donna, a senior project leader at Quintiles. You remember Alex. He has been assigned as a project leader to a worldwide pharma project. A proposal has been submitted, and Quintiles has been invited to the bid defense meeting. In this course, you will see Alex preparing for the bid defense meeting and subsequently leading the bid defense meeting. This course will take you around 70 minutes to complete. It will help you identify some of the best practices to lead a bid defense meeting effectively. You must put in your best to win any bid. Sure, Alex. Bid defense is a verbal presentation to the customer, outlining how Quintiles plans to conduct its study. As a project leader, you are required to lead the bid defense presentation with strong leadership abilities and clear knowledge and ownership of the study strategy. The bid defense process consists of four high-level phases: plan, prepare, deliver, and follow-up. Planning involves head start and kickoff meetings. Preparation is the phase in which each presenter in the Quintiles team prepares the presentation slides. Delivery constitutes the time frame from the rehearsals to the actual bid defense meeting. A follow-up meeting is conducted internally after the bid defense meeting. In this meeting, action items are completed and feedback is shared with the team members. Review the information provided here. When you are ready, click Next. I will ask you a question to check your understanding so far. Let me do a quick summary. Before a bid defense meeting, you must consult other project leaders who have previously led similar studies and gather indication-specific best practices and lessons learned from them. Read the Request for Proposal, RFP, document received from the customer. Read the proposal document and attend the proposal strategy handover call with the Therapeutic Strategy Lead, TSL. Review the QIP and the budget document sent to the customer. You must read all the relevant documents prior to the preparation meetings. The key to leading a bid defense successfully is to have a complete understanding of the customer requirements and foreseeing any challenges to meet the requirements. Yes, please go ahead. The experience of the project leader in an indication is one of the many experience elements that are required to win a bid. Although it is evident that you lack experience in this indication, there will be a reason why you have been chosen as the project leader for this project. You need to consult the business development representative and the team to develop suitable messaging to indicate the experience that you bring to the project. You should also look at various sources to get an initial understanding about the indication. Do you know where to look? What are some of the ways in which you can prepare for the indication, type 2 diabetes mellitus? What are some of the ways in which Alex can prepare for the indication, type 2 diabetes mellitus? You may think that it is not important for a project leader to know about the indication because there are other functional leads in the team who carry that experience. While it is true that the functional leads will bring in the required experience, as a project leader, you must also get familiar with indication-specific nuances. To prepare for an indication in which you don't have any recent experience, you can gather indication-specific best practices from other project leaders who have previously led such studies, or ask for a brief training session on the indication from the therapeutic or medical team. You can also reach out to the TSL or the medic for indication-relevant content. Additionally, learning curve and online searches can also help. You must find opportunities to highlight your relevant experience in the discussion. You should take care of the following points while creating the slides for the bid defense. The focus should be entirely on the customer and how we plan to conduct the study. If there have been issues in previous studies conducted by Quintiles for the customer, one slide should include the lessons learned from the experience and how we will apply those lessons to the new project. There should be slides stating the potential risks and the mitigation strategies for those risks to make the presentation more impactful. The messaging from the slides should clearly show to the customer our differentiators and why the customer should choose Quintiles. Consider using subheadings to state the key message on a slide. What should Alex do? Help him make a decision. The presentation should be as short and concise as possible. The focus of the presentation should be to discuss customer concerns and address the customer's questions. Long presentations might not be engaging and effective for the customer. While it is a good practice to keep the presentation short and concise, it is recommended to consult the business development and the team before making a decision regarding the inclusion or exclusion of slides. There is a possibility that the information that Anthony had included was relevant, and there could have been a better format to present the information. You just attended the rehearsal for the Worldwide Pharma project. There may be several internal preparation meetings face-to-face or on the phone prior to the bid defense meeting. A final rehearsal with the team is held before the actual bid defense. It is very important for the Quintiles team members to know each other and demonstrate unity in the rehearsal. Any questions, conflicts, or differences of opinion on how to conduct the study must be resolved ahead of the bid defense meeting so the team presents a cohesive approach to the customer. The team members should become familiar with each other's capabilities and knowledge and plan their strategies for handling difficult questions from the customer. While this may be the first time you have met each other, it is important to get to know each other quickly. It is important to show the customer that all team members respect each other's expertise. The ideal way to address a situation where you are not sure of the answer is to ask for suggestions from your team members. Alex should not hesitate in seeking help from his team members to answer a challenging question. Additionally, Alex should confirm that a remodeling exercise is required to understand the impact on the number of sites in order to bring in the study 2 months sooner. The bid defense meetings are set for a particular time interval. It must be clearly defined during the rehearsal who will present which part of the agenda and for what duration. The time available for each speaker may change during the actual bid defense meeting. For this reason, each team member must know his or her material well enough and must be able to cover the important points of the presentation in the time available. In some situations, you may run out of time. In such a situation, I would recommend that you ask the customer if it is okay to run the key topics in the available time and send the details over email and request a follow-up call. Use the available time to clarify assumptions and answer questions from the customer. Let's do a quick summary of the bid defense process. The bid defense meeting provides an opportunity for Quintiles to effectively present how it plans to conduct the project and collaborate with the customer to execute the project. The time frame granted to prepare for the bid defense is approximately 10 days. However, this time period may vary from project to project depending on the scope of the project and the customer's request. In the given time frame, the team will review the opportunity, leverage its knowledge about the customer and the customer's needs, understand the study strategy, establish chemistry with the team, and develop a strategy to win the bid. This is the key for a successful bid defense presentation. Click the tabs to know more about the bid defense meeting. Let me now explain the activities that are carried out post the bid defense meeting. A day after the bid defense meeting, the business development representative follows up with the customer. he or she also follows up with the team to track the progress of action items. 2 days after the bid defense meeting, a meeting is held with the presentation team to discuss internal customer feedback, open action items, and what went well and the lessons learned. Business development representatives or the project leader provides performance feedback to the team. The Customer Solution Management Group, CSMG, Center, or another department may send survey forms to all team members to provide their feedback on their experience of bid defense. The customer's decision is then communicated to the team, and the decision is updated in the Customer Relationship Management System. This marks the end of the bid defense process. Alex informed me that the bid defense meeting for the Worldwide Pharma project went well. I'm positive that we will win the bid. If you implement the learning imparted in this course, you should also be able to lead a bid defense meeting effectively. In this course, you learned about the various aspects of preparing for and leading a bid defense meeting effectively. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck!